ערב יום כיפור תופשן עין טס ואת רנו יר יום כיפור as a pie is slowly in the near horizon. This time, next tomorrow night already, 24 hours from now, Shkia 6:30, after the Kavut and Sefes, we're going to be holding Mamish by Kol Nidre. This time, Kol Nidre. Finishing up the words of the Kol Nidre. Entering into the Halakha Yom Tov of Yom Kippurim. The day of Yom Kippur, as we know, Shitas Rebbe, Itzumo Yisho Yom is Mechaper. Shitas Rebbe is that if a person just lived, he was in a lo aleinu a coma. He wasn't well, he didn't do anything, he laid in the bed the whole Yom Kippur, according to Rebbe, even didn't do tshuva. Itzumo Yishol Yoyim is Mechaper. The Dov Nifla and Ma'oid. The Itzumo Yishol Yoyim is Mechaper. In Paschal, like the other Shit Acham, you have to do tshuva. It's the Metzias of Itzumo Yishol Yoyim is Mechaper. That means that the power of the day of Yom Kippur is awesome. The power of the day of Yom Kippur is something that is not shayich bichlal. Today, according to the Sforim, Moriz Mashma, Asotun Begimatrius 364, one day a year, Asotun is a little bit held away. Asotun, one day. But just to give you a little bit of a inkling into the Yitzuma Shel Yoyim, the power of Yitzuma Shel Yoyim, the Bnei Yisoscha says, a powerful hesber into the union that we don't wear shoes. The minig, the din, halacha, one of the inuim, the chamisha inuim, is not to wear na'alayim, not to wear shoes, leather shoes. So today, people get around it, like Chas v'Shalom, maybe mocking or anything, to get around it, they buy a comfortable slipper. Beautiful. The whole tachlis is to be inuit. He wears something that he takes when he comes home with a hard day of work from his shoes, he throws off the shoes, he puts on a comfortable slipper. So he puts on that slipper, no leather. But there's like, inside is like mamish, you know, like wool and whatever is inside, Shalav Shatn is in there. Kitze, he has mamish, a woolen shishu, beautifully warmed up for the thing, and it's cool enough for the people in the hot climates. And he's sitting there on Yom Kippur, it's beautiful, he's looking at those na'ot, the mamish na'ot, beautiful slippers. I was not chas v'shalom. You can circumvent the halacha, but the halacha is taka be'etzem not to wear anything on your feet. You're supposed to go barefoot. You don't go there. It's difficult. But the meister was sa whatever. But not to be comfortable is on the inu. But the Bnei Yisoscha says something so fascinating in the inu of not wearing na'alayim. That's just it makes the it brings the concept of Yom Kippurim, the power of the day, into the forefront. And he says, the Gemara Chazal says, the Gemara of Emes Nifstak and Mishter Brur in that way, the person has to sell all his nechosim. The person has nechosim, or he says, sell his nechosim to buy shoes. shoes are one of the most important because of the person's wardrobe. If you ask the guy what he needs, get him shoes. Shoes are most important. What's the vort? So the poshup shot is that the person doesn't have shoes again. The Bnei Yisrael is masbir al murid gezach. He says like this. But the mitzias was that when Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz HaDaas, so the Bnei Yisrael gave a cloth to Adam, Chav, different clothes. One of the clothes are Rura HaAdom HaShar. The Adom, we'll learn Pashat Bereishis in a few weeks. The Adom, which helped provide the food, it should be Arur. Said the Bnei Yisrael that the Yisoid of putting a Hefzik HaTzitza on your feet is that your feet should not mischaber, should not join up and touch the cursed ground, because you're mushper from that. So that's why you have to sell it to buy shoes, because the shoes will make that chatzitza. Aber, there's a place in the world that you don't wear shoes. And where is that, Rabbi Yisai? The Beis HaMikdash. And the Svari is, because in Beis HaMikdash it's Admas Kodesh. It's holy ground. Beis HaMikdash is not shat to the klala. And therefore the Kohanim go yechefim for keret, to withdraw from the ground the Kedushas Haaretz. We find that in Parashat Shmos also, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Bereshit says, Shal no'alecha me'al raglecha, take off the shoes from off your feet. Ki amokoim admas kodesh. Shoes are a chatzitza. Your feet should touch the ground. But all other ground is cursed. But the Bereshit told Moshe Rabbeinu, he's on Har Sinai, Shal no'alecha me'al raglecha, take off your shoes, because this ground is kodesh. Not only in Beis HaMikdash, but in Gan's Welt, the whole world is disappeared to a Mokom HaKdusha. And therefore, Shal no alecho mi'al aglecho, take off your shoes. Because the Mokom is a Mokom Kodesh, wherever you are, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, walking the streets of Pittsburgh, that land was Niskadesh, Kodesh, Kadoshim, on Yom HaKippurim. Could be anywhere in the world. So since it's Yom Kippur today, what's in the Skadish, Kodesh Kadoshim? It's Kedushas Hazman. It's Kedushas HaMokoyim, Beis HaMikdash. Just like it's Kedushas HaMokoyim. It's Kedushas HaOdom, it's the Kohen Gadol. It's Kedushas Hazman. That's man takes on Bechina Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, this man makes it that everywhere in the entire world, and we see that, everybody said, it's the most fascinating thing. You see, you go look in here, and you have the Shkos and Eretz, so to see it. You go out and you look on the highways, and everywhere, no one, Rabbi Yisrael, not a ghost. In town, the highways, no one. You go up to a chiloni, he was eating pig on Shabbos, frying it in the oven last Shabbos. Mamish, chazir. He was chazering the chazir, the chazara from last Shabbos. But the chazir, he's eating it, mamish, on Rosh Hashanah. Where is he today? Kippur. Today's Kippur. We don't do anything. No one's out. But so you say Be'etzer, it's atonement then. But I think it Be'etzer, but I say it's Shachris and Trager, but I say the air is different air. Everybody brings the Kedusha to the air. And the Vada, if you know, it's his fault, so you have Kedusha, the Al Kedusha. Oh, but the Mice, Yom HaKippur, and it's Yom HaKippur. So the Bereshit say you have to understand that it's not a Poshtus man. Today, where Shal no Alecha said not to Moshe Rabbeinu and not Afka to the Kohen and Kohen Godel this Nichnas Nifnayim, but to every Yid Shal no Alecha, he has Zman Shatem Oimdim Zman Kodesh. It's a miracle Zman of Kedusha, boy said, a fascinating Zman of Kedusha. We have to tap in. But what are we looking to accomplish? The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis Amid Beis. So the Gemara, but the Gemara says, there's a diak from the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says the B'Shas HaHalel, used to do it by the Baal Shach, was Mashma Rosh Hashanah, you don't say Halel. Phrase of the Gemara, Omru Malachi Hashoritz, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch. Why don't Klai say Shira Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? We don't say Shira. The Malchur HaShoritz had this big kasha from the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. Why is the Klai Yisrael saying Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? It's a Chai, it's Yontif. Yontif Shem Rosh Hashanah. Zog to Gemara, Tara to Bernish from Amsterdam, Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Beis, the Pesuchim Lefonov, Ba'atim, Oymim Shira, Shalu, Omru Malach Yashaf Ne'akodesh Bohem, Bernish Shalom, and they Moyen Yisrael Oymim Shira. Why is the Klai Yisrael Shira? On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? The Fonech, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Amalahem, the Bernishim has to answer Malach Yashoras. Efshem, Malach Yoshim, Akisi, didn't the Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Bishim, Bukhav, the Yisrael, on Yom Shira? Could it be that Bernishim sitting on Sifrei Chaim, is Bernishim sitting on Kisei Shaldin, and Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Bishim, Tzul, Lepav, Atem, on Yom Shira, saying Shira? So the Bernishim, the Kash is, Mom is blasting, everybody should go, what's going on this Gemara? The Malach HaYashoras have a question. Michoel, you ask. No, you ask Gabriel. You ask the Eibishter. I'm a little nervous. But you're going to ask the Eibishter. You know, the guy goes up, you see the Shiva Bacher, you know, he's 17, you know, he wants to go over and ask the Rosh Hashiva, and the Shiva a question. Starts going up. He goes beforehand. He's a really good Bacher. He doesn't come up and says, you know, to the Rosh Hashiva, except, you know, certain, you know, but normally in Rosh Hashiva, you go up to the Rosh Hashiva, in MTJ, the minute was that used to go ask if you had a good question on a Moshe Shia, you'd go first to the Mashkiach, the Birnbaum, the Michal Birnbaum, you ask him, and then if it was a good question, he would say, go off to the, he didn't go off to the Shiva and ask, okay, Rosh Hashiva, what does Arba Avos mean? There's only three Avos. Good question. But look right in the Gemara, you'll have your answer. The person asks a question to Rosh Hashiva, or to he thinks before he asks the question. Kavachoymer, if the Malachi Ashores are coming for the Melech Malach Amalochim, they prepared for this kasha. Gavriel, you ask Arba Ovis, is it just Arvam Yangis or Yang? How could the Bereshim write give the Torah four Ovis? What in the world, Rabbi Yisai, is the Malachi Ashores having in it? Malach Hashanah, a big kasha. Where's the Hallel of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? What's going on? So Rosh Hashanah says, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Yitzul, Lepav, Atam, Oh, right here. We didn't know about that. We didn't know what goes on in Rosh Hashanah. We thought they, everybody goes to the beach. And what's the Hallel is? You say, well, don't know, but we say in the Sanat Toikiv, Malachim Yechofeizu, They're shaking away. Why are we saying Shira now? Where's the hop and pop and the Shira? You guys are trembling. What do you say, Klai Yisrael say Shira? What's going on? What's the hop in the mouth of the Shira? It's Pella the Gemara. Oh. Another Kasha verse we have in the Hanhoga from Yom HaKippur. The Hanhoga from Yom HaKippur, but it's very interesting. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they wouldn't have the Rama Pak time of Beis HaMikdash. Today we only have Tshuva. But the Hanhoga, one of the main avoiders, the avoiders Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash, but one of the main avoiders was the Shnei Hasi'ivim. He took two goats that were exactly the same. One he put on Lashem, and one he put on Lazaza. Okay. What do you do with Lashem? You take it, you offer it up, you bring the blood, Bifnai Lifnim. Achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, sprinkle the blood inside. Beautiful. That's normal. Okay, a little bit extra. We'll sprinkle the blood on the kaporoiches. Kapora, okay, very nice. What do you do with the other one of us? It's also a shtickle korban. So what do you do with it? So what's modern with that? We never found korban. You take it out. That ish iti. You take it out with this designated man. He goes out and he walks it. All of a sudden he gets to a certain place. Geronimo! He throws it off the cliff. And mamish, every bone breaks in the animal's body. Mamish becomes mincemeat. By the time you get to the bottom, there's not a bone that's broken, dead, on the spot. That's our avodas Yom HaKippur. That sounds like a wild thing for Yom HaKippur. Let's take it easy, you know? You know, let's take it easy. Yom Kippur's a serious day. Take the sheep and smash it down the mountain. They should crack every bone. Crash, boom. Imagine all the kids on Yom Kippur. They can't wait for Sira Azazah. You know, Meir Shalom, His father says, stay in shul. He looks around, all the kids are out. Where is everybody? They're heading out to see Lazazel. They're out there watching. They can't eat bamba, it's Yom Kippur. But they're out there, the little younger kids are eating bamba. Can't wait for this. Now everybody's out. The father says, stay in shul. No. Yeah. He turns around, he's in Shemona Esme. Everybody's gone. Where's everybody? They look out. 7,000 kids, like Tashlich. They're all watching. Wow, you see this? Yeah, he smashed his head and his eyeballs flew up in the air. That was so geschmack. Unbelievable. That's Avodis Yema Kippurim. That's what we're doing on Avodis Yema Kippurim. It's a pellet. The mamash a pellet. So I want to say to Rabbi Yisrael Mahalach, the answer to these kashas will be a story. It could be I said this story once before. It was a moshe I once heard from a friend from Waxman. Rav Aldig Moshe. The Indian of Yom Kippurim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, he said like this. He said, I don't know if you saw this story at one of the Sfarim, whatever. He said, a moshe with an imshel. He said there was once a family that had a child that was a little bit of a problematic, hard to handle. And they felt the best eitzah would be to send him off to find some mishpacha somewhere that would take him in. So an ad in the paper, they see an ad in the paper, willing to take in children, willing to take a child, we'll take care of him, we'll raise him, we'll educate him. He calls up, he speaks to the guy, he feels confident, he sounds like a serious good guy, he sends off his child, 13-year-old kid, 12-year-old, whatever, young kid, he sends him off. He comes to the house. Right away, the kid is taken aback. He looks like a very, very scary individual. And he brings him into the house. He says, kid, this is your room. Shows the room. He shuts the room. And locks it behind him. He says, don't come out of the room if I don't tell you. Very, very strict. A very, very absurd situation. But he's trying to follow to be a better kid. So anyway, the door opens a little while, so food is thrown in, the doors are again locked behind him, he stays in the room. 3 a.m, there's a knock at the door, he opens the door, grabs the kid out of bed, come on kid, we're getting out. What's going on, where's going? He has to educate you. I promise I would educate you. He takes him out, and he takes him to a jewelry shop. And he takes the kid, because he's very skinny and thin, he sticks him through a window, he says, you get in, you open the door for us, we go in, we rob everything, and we get out. The kid does it, he's scared all the time, he says, and if you don't do it, you're going to pay the price. The kid is scared out of his wits, he goes, and he opens the door, and this happens night after night, or every few nights, and they're robbing him. And obviously the police are very curious, but Lamai said this is his job and he gets his food and that's his job, that's what he's doing. One night, he's taken out late at night, they lure him to the roof this time, and as he's heading down, by mistake, he hits the bell. His foot kicks in and he hits the alarm. The alarm goes up, SWAT teams are down, surrounding this kid, he looks like, you know, he doesn't know what hit him. Meanwhile, the mastermind was in charge, he ran away quickly. And before he left, he saw through the window, he gave it like a little big, that big finger. Meaning to tell him, he told him any time, if you ever get caught, you better be careful, you're going to get beaten the livings out of you. If you ever say something, who's behind this whole plot? So they take him to the police office, take him to the district, and Lamaisa, the chief of police, is in the afternoon speaking to the kid, and he says, listen kid, we now understand there's been terrible crimes in our community, this is not going to go by easy. But we know you're still very young. You can't be the real mastermind behind this. You're in a lot of trouble, and you did a terrible thing. But we know there's a mastermind. Give us the information. Who's the culprit? Who's behind this? And the kids in the back of the line, such a trauma from that every night from this father, or that step or wherever he was. This guy, his mom is warning him with the finger and scaring him that he's mamish bepachat noira. And he can't say anything. He doesn't want to say, he can't reveal. They said, okay, kid, we'll try again. They bring him out a week later. They try again every time. Meanwhile, this guy visits from time to time, and he's always there with the finger, warning him. He's there with the finger, warning him, making sure that this kid is not going to reveal. Finally, they tell the kid, listen, we have nothing to do for you. We'll take you out to the gallows. If you don't tell us, you're responsible for that. In this country, in our land, somebody who's caught with this terrible crime has to be put to death. But you still have a way out. Just tell us who's behind it. And again, he sees the finger. They're leading him down the aisle. And they're taking him to put the noose around his neck. And he's sitting there looking with the noose around his neck. He knows it's going to be the end. And again, they give him the final thing. Listen, at the end of the day, you can still get out of it. You have the opportunity. All you do is have to reveal who the culprit is, who's the mastermind. And again, in his mind, he sees the finger. But then he says to himself, anyway, what's going to be from him? They're going to hang him. He's going to leave this world dead. What's going to be from it? So he says he's ready to reveal this. So the wax, that's the marshal. The nimshal is the whole year round. A person is bullied by his yetzer. By he's bullied around, mamish pushed around by his guf. You know there's the struggle, the guf and then the shama. That is the battle, that is the fight. And it's a mulchama. It's a mulchama. And that mulchama is a battle where the guf is bullying around. Especially if he's a bodybuilder. Avadi bullies it around. And he tells the guf and he tells the neshama what to do. I tell the shaman this is good for you, and the shaman wants to say, complain, and he has the finger. The big finger. But the Bnei Yerushalayim makes it that we have a yoyim of Sifrei Chayim, Sifrei Meisim, Psuchim Lefana. And on that, when the shaman sees that, he sees that it's all gone now. There's no mokum for the bullying. There's no mokum to be scared anymore. It's Sifrei Chayim, it's the end. My mission won't be accomplished anyway. That's the time when he can turn around and say, stand up to the bully, stand up to the goof, and say, and the shaman can stand up and say, I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to fall in. I'm not going to be overpowered by you anymore. This could be the amkas of the Gemara of us. Sifrei Chayim, Sifrei Meisim, Psuchim Lefanav is a mokum for Shira. Be'etzer. Because Sefer Shel Dover, and the British is giving us that opportunity to overpower the neshama over the guf, and hagam that all year round, all the times that we messed up, it's because the guf was able to take charge and overpower and command and demand from the neshama to follow. But when a person sees Sifrei Chayim, if he sees the noose, he's not afraid of the guf anymore. So it's a mokum for Shira. Hagam, they understood Sifrei Chayim. What they said, Basav Shel Dava, okay, Sifrei Chayim, that's a mokum for a person to repent. A mokum for a person to do tshuva. The tachos of Sifrei Chayim, but the Bnei Yerushalayim is for Sifrei Chayim, the Sifrei Meisim. The pachad of Yom HaDin and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is for in itself. Whereas the means, the Rambam and Pesach HaMishnayis and this Mishnah says that the tachos of Mivrach of Monos Eilo, you're supposed to be scared. You're supposed to be frightened. But then you're supposed to, from Hashem, where are you supposed to run to? Right back to Hashem. You're afraid. But then you re-evaluate the situation and say, what am I afraid of? I'm afraid because I'm going to be leaving this world, Chas v'Shalom, and what's going to be with my mission? So then you reconnect with your neshama. And that's the makom of tshuva. So Agam the Amalachim understood Sifrei Chayim, but Sifrei Chayim is not for the tachlis of Sifrei Chayim. So on that, the Baruch Hashem answered, but fourth, Melech Yoishev al Kisei Dam, it's not a mokum, it's a mokum of pachad. They're in a matzav style of pachad. Agam the pachad is a toyelis the toiva, and it's a mokum of simcha, because through the pachad, a person's going to come, umalachim yechafezun, but they'll come to a matzav that they're going to understand clearly. That I have a task and I have to accomplish that task. And I want to make some type of change and I'm not going to be bullied anymore. And maybe, just maybe, that's the Yisoid of Isaiah, of the Seer La'azazah of Isaiah. The Seer La'azazah. Because it's not enough just to shecht it. We gotta slaughter it. I wouldn't tell you that's shechted. We gotta destroy it. Because we're sure, what does he take? All the Aveiris. The Aveiris represent the Guf, that bully. So we on Yom Kippur is a day when we get back, we push the bully down the hill, and we say, we're not going to be bullied anymore. And how do we show that? By mamish geschmettering it, sending it out of us. Because a person has to know that's a milchoma. I have to make a milchoma against it. It's not just, oh, you know, I'll be nice and I'll be a nice guy. When it comes to milchemes hayetzer, of the Gemara Brachos 5a, La'olam yargiz odom yetzer tov yetzer ro rak Rashi yaseh milchoma. Yargiz, you have to make a milchoma. You can't just play innocent and nice and be. And be'emes, it's very, very unbelievable meduyik. Because the Seer La'azazel, according to the Svar, everybody understands it's connected Yankov and Esav. And Esav is Amalek. Melchemes La'amalek, the door of doors. Not just the, okay, we won't be so friendly with Amalek. We won't send them trick or treat. We won't send them Mishloach Manos, Ish L'Re'eyo. We'll be nice, but we won't be friendly with that. They did something so not nice. And we're Jews, so therefore, when it comes to being Jews, so we're nice people. So even though these Germans, whoever did this to us, whoever that Amalek did, the Chassid did the most terrible thing to us, but, you know, we're not going to be so friendly with them, but we're not. No, Milchemes Lashem. What do you have to do? Zakrashi, Parash Mishpatim, Zakrashi, Parash Mishalach, Mishor, Vatzeh, Michamor, anything that has a remnant, a name on it. Somebody, a Haskora from Amalek, a chicken. That chicken will smash it, crash it, destroy it. It's just a little chicken. But it belongs to Amalek. Melchoma. Destruction. Take the seal on. Destruction. Destroy it. Because we have to realize when it comes to the Yetzer, which represented by that thing, it's not enough just to be a nice guy and have a nicer. You have to fight it. You have to fight it. And Yom Kippur is when a time where people say, well, we can fight and we can get control over our Yetzer. Because Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Psuim upon him, that's already Rosh Hashanah. But so Yom Kippur is the climax. And on Yom Kippur, when we don't eat and we don't give into our bodies, we become in a certain way overpowered to our guf. That's what Yom Kippur is, the finale. Because we didn't get it till now, so we take a day where we push away everything, all the hanois, of Olam Hazeh, this and that. We push it away because we want not to give in to the bully, because we know we give in, we're not going to be victorious in the war. That's the tachlis of the Rebbe. Come out, Yom Tippur, Rebbe said. What's the lulav? Dida Netzah. We take a lulav in a hand, and Medrash says, what do we take a lulav? That we came out victorious from the battle. Where was this battle? That on Yom Kippur there was a battle, there was the fight, there was the establishing your ground as someone in charge of your neshama, of your guf. That the neshama is not going to back down anymore. It's not going to be a little nothing and be pushed around anymore. The neshama has a say. The neshama is going to fast. The neshama is going to say, I'm in this fight. I'm not lost. And that's the aschola of tshuva. That's tshuva. Tshuva is coming back to who you are. Who are we? We're our neshamas. But we have a big bully inside of us, who's our guf, who's pushing us around and not letting us be who we can be. Not letting us accomplish our mission. On Yom Kippur, we get the opportunity to push him away. Throw him off the cliff. Make the Muhammad. And realize we can be victorious and we stand with the lulav, Rabbi. The lulav is loy lev. That our hearts is to Hashem. That's how we stand with a lulav. And we stand in Tzachon, just like when they stand with their swords up. It's a matter of victory. Victory in the fact that I can be misgabra over in the Mechemes Hayetzer. It's possible to be victorious. I don't have to always back down and feel, oh, it's too much, it's this, it's that. No, I can take my neshama, I can sore heart of Yitzchak, with the koyach of realizing that I have an neshama, that it's so glorious and so unbelievable, and rediscover that, and rediscover the ability to win, and not to be enslaved. We blow the shofar on Moitzi Yom Kippur, of Yitzchak. Yoivel! What's the end of the shofar on Yom Kippur, Yidin of Yoivel? Yoivel is everything goes back to its source, everything to its beginning. The avodim go free. It's a remez of Yisrael. We find him. We were avodim of Yisrael. We were avodim. We were shubodim to the bully, to the yetzer, the thing that conquered us. And everybody in the madrigas, even if a person is being successful, but there's areas in life where he's meshubit, where he's enslaved, we can't get out of it. The doctor's telling him, you're going to die, Mr. Birnbaum, Mr. Bernstein, Sam, your sugar level is astronomical. I can't even count the numbers anymore. Just and on his way back out of the hospital, he just wants to get a whatchamacallit. One more candy bar. Take control, Sam. Just one more candy bar. Whatchamacallit. Hospital, the guy's smoking away. Your lungs look like a schwarzer. Black, like you're not going to make it. Nervous. Spoke about it. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the doctor told him, in those times, the early years, everybody smoked. This type, everybody smoked. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, they told him, smoking is dangerous for you, Rabbi Yaakov. It's not healthy. With his studies now, Rabbi Yaakov had a pack, Lucky Strikes, in his pocket. 3 cigarettes left. Took out the pack as he ended it. I didn't know before. Doctor told me it's not healthy. Took the pack, smoking 30 cigarettes. Very hard for me. I'm smoking already 6 months, Rabbi, to break the habit. 36 years, took the pack, dropped it in the paper and in the basket, and walked out of the office. And never touched a cigarette again. Why? In control. I'm not going to be bullied. I'm not going to be pushed around. I'm going to be, make the melchama sayyetzer, Rabbi Yisrael. Yom Kippur is a time, Rabbi Yisrael. We too, in the Tzuma Shel Yom, the Kedusha is so massive that we can see clearly, and we can take charge, Rabbi Yisrael. It's the greatest feeling. We feel so geschmack, Moitzi Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yisrael. I don't think it's only about the orange juice that's coming. I think we feel good. Chutz from the Chutz is we start to feel a certain freedom. We were in a situation of 24 hours of davening, of doing tshuva, of just being in a mokum where we're totally involved with the ruchni and pushing away the yetzer, Rabbi Yisrael. When a person does that, Rabbi Yisrael, he starts to get in touch with himself, his real self. Who are we, Rabbi Yisrael? We're in the shamas. When the shamas, the haylik in the shamas, that's what there's a goof, there's only a beged. So, but the whole year we're being mamish engulfed. It's all to this, this time, and that time, and this time, and that time. Finally, Yom Kippur, boys, we have a chance to really, really taste ourselves, really get in contact. The Tzuma Shel Yom, the power of the Kedusha, all the world, and then the tefillahs, and the davening, and the tshuva, boys, that you come to climax, and the Eilur, boys, with that. With this yelling, screaming, Hashem, Hashem, Hu, and you come to Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Hu, Elokim, and you declare His majesty over the world, you feel like a $1 million. You know why? Because you finally are free. Yoivel hi. V'yish, v'yasu ish lachuzos, everybody returns to the original matzah before they were avodim. We go back to the stage before you were an avod. You go back to the stage where a free man, but ready to push off and not be enslaved, the boy said, by the Yetzer, the boy said, by the koyach of the body of the goof, the boy said. This is the yesoid of Yom Kippur, the boy said. This is the greatest feeling, the boy said. But if you don't tap into it, if you don't do anything about it, the Tzuma Shel Yom can go, the boy said, and just go and just go through the motions, you'll get something. If you don't tap into really locating yourself and understanding now that I have a koyach to be in control and not to be enslaved, Rabbi Yisrael, So you go through a Yom Kippur and you lose out on the main Yisod of us. Yom Kippur, you have to go in there and by pushing off all these things and not eating and not being, we're certainly getting a control of ourselves. The greatest feeling a person has in this world was when he's in control, when he feels that he has no control, he's being enslaved of us. And this generation so much with the phone of us that we don't have to say it. If there was enslavement in the previous generations to food and to this of us, but the enslavement today to the phone of us, it's not to be believed of us. You can't talk to people anymore. You can't think they're always on the phone, with the phone, talking on the phone. To chazal on the phone, not everybody. There are those Baruch Hashem that are in control, but there are those Baruch and we can't afford that slap. They can't 1 second without their phone or Baruch Hashem. 1 second, you know, I see guys who sleep mamish next to, you know, just in case they wake up in the middle of the night and somebody's in, you know, some island over there. You have to know what he's doing on the island. He's picking his nose in the island. You know his status right now. He's in the toilet. Status symbol, Gavaldik. I know my friend's now in the toilet. Beautiful. Okay, now I can go back to sleep. Sleep well. I was worried about him. Anyway, the kid's up. So he's all day enslaved to what's going on, to everything going on in Mamish. Because in our generation, the enslavement is so not child of Oisai. And to feel a certain feeling of freedom of Oisai, that I'm not going to be totally overwhelmed and overpowered by the bully of Oisai, to push him off the cliff. And to say that I'm going to take control of us is the greatest feeling that's possible. That's the simcha of Mitzvah Yom Kippur, boy said. That's the simcha of the Lula of Vida Netzach. We're victorious in the battle. It's a constant battle. It's going to keep going on. But we want a certain battle where we understand and we've been ingrained in us that it's possible and very possible to take control of our lives and change it around and make a different start and make our lives a better life between us and the Eibishter. Boy said we should be Zeicha. And Yom HaKippurim Hazeh, that we should learn the lesson, we should be able to win the battle of Eid Hashem Be'emes, and we realize our potential and our koichas. Once we realize that, we can soar to different madrigas than not chaya. We get to sit in the sukkah of Eisa, it's not poshit. People think it's simple. The sukkah represents a myriadic and myriadic gazal. You sit in the sukkah, you invite to the sukkah. We don't find that. Avraham Yitzchak Yankin. It's a peladic gazal of Eisa. It's an oilam haba embassy. That's what it is. We never find a Pesach. No one's invited Avram to his Pesach Seder. Even though Avram's connected to Pesach. It's the Sukkah of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe. They say a Maisach, the Vilna Gaon amending. The Vilna Gaon once was, if Chaim Veloz writes in his Adomah, that the Vilna Gaon was once, he thought that Chaim Veloz was listening. He said, did you hear who was here last night? He said, what was going on? He said, yeah, there's people in my room. Who was it? It was Yaakov Avinu was on my left. And I think and Moshe Rabbeinu, they were listening to my chidushim. The Vilna Gaon said they used to have Yaakov Avinu as the carabas. That's the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon mamish, she was poorish from the mazeh. He was zecher to have Yaakov Avinu come as the chidushim. Yaakov fever corn with his popcorn in the sukkah. Bircha machta bircha gecha. He's sitting there with Abraham. Yes, it was he on Yom Kippur made that achlata. That I am going to overpower to become a chayva ben chayriv. Zeichu to sit in the sukkah, the Olam Haba embassy, which is the mokoy, the tzaddikim gemurim, which is zeichu to be nichta v'nechta besifin shal tzaddikim gemurim la'al v'chayim toim misholom, which is yishnas geula v'yeshua in prati in kloli, which is zeichu with his gavus hayetze, the battle, the victorious of Amalek. That's the battle that will bring Mashiach sikedim and meiv and meiv.